With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Star Companion Podcast. My name is David.
And I'm Zach.
And we are the internet's premier Star Trek fan podcast. Coming at you
almost
on every frequency.
That's right. Every frequency and every major podcasting platform.
Mm-hmm.
We have an email. We appreciate your emails. It's thestarcompanion@gmail.com. If you're listening to us right now, why don't you like and subscribe? It would really mean a lot to us.
Do it.
And if you do a review, we'll send you a sticker, which at this point, David probably won't get until we're back from Thailand.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
January.
Sorry,
and then Trent.
We'll get him out to you. And following that, if you send a review, we'll send you a sticker. You can also support us on Patreon, patreon.com/thestarcompanion. And what do we do here, David?
Well, we review Star Trek episodes.
You hear that?
Stardate by Stardate. And today we are nearing the end of the second season of Enterprise.
Ooh,
it's episode 25, and the name of the episode is Bounty.
Sick.
Stardate.
03-21215.3.
Perfect. And we're getting closer and closer. We're inching closer and closer to a certain arc of some
Zindi arc. The Zindi arc.
That's right. Zach's breathing hard. He can barely contain himself.
I can't wait.
For me.
I can't wait. Yeah, for you. Yeah.
So this episode is about they end up in orbit around a planet, I believe. And whilst they're in orbit, a ship comes out of nowhere, and Dave's like, "What are you doing over here? This is my turf." He's like, "Oh, well, we just wanted to hang out and, you know, maybe explore the planet a little bit." And he says,
"Yeah, it's breaking."
He says, "Well, okay, but, you know, what are you guys doing here?" And he's like, "Well, we're researching, but we're also here on shore leave."
Oh, shore leave.
Yeah.
And that damn dirty Tellarite.
And the damn dirty Tellarite is like, "Oh, shore leave. That's funny that you mentioned shore leave.
Oh, I know all about shore leave."
You know,
motherfucker.
From one captain to another, I've had my fair share of shore leave, and this place has real cat's pajamas.
Have you been to the Polar Island chain?
I haven't, no.
Oh, wow. Well, that, you know, I mean, are you sure we're not intruding?
There's some hydrothermal vents down here, boys. Why don't you bring some Coronas and a cooler and get your sexy little bodies down here.
Find your beach down on this planet.
And Archer says, "Well, by God, by gum, how about we link up ships and we hang out for a little bit?" And he says, "Sounds cool, Dad.
Let's chill, Dad."
And they dock.
And then,
as they dock and Archer opens the door, the captain shoots Trip.
It's a ruse!
It's a ruse. It proves to be a ruse.
It's a kidnapping!
Shoots Trip, and then he shoots Archer, and he takes Archer and just flies off with him.
Mm-hmm. He picks him up like the hot piece of meat that he is. He does. Puts him on his ship.
Throws him over his shoulder, slaps his butt a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty much what this episode follows. There's also a B plot
mm-hmm.
that involves
Ponfar.
Ponfar.
Horny T'Pol.
T'Pol went down to the planet as well, and when she was down there, she contracted some sort of microbe. And this microbe has caused her to go into a fever. And one of the results of the fever is that has entered Ponfar. Would you care to explain what Ponfar is, Zachary?
Ponfar is what? The sexual cycle that appears every 7 years for a Vulcan?
Mm.
Their moment of mating?
Yeah.
And if they don't mate, then it kills them.
Mm.
It's pretty enjoyable.
You know what I thought it was? What
did you think
it was? You know when you're playing chess and those front pieces go out really, like too much?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Ponfar.
Wow, I feel like I'm like, oh, Ponfar. Yeah. There it is. I was like, I feel like I can suss this out. That was pretty good.
Thanks.
That's why people come here.
They do. For shitty puns.
For your shitty jokes. Puns. There's a Ponfar that happens on Voyager.
Okay.
Whew. Yeah, I know. That's right.
I thought we were going to say DS9 for a second.
There's some Vulcan engineer who starts going crazy and falls in love with B'Elanna.
Okay.
The half Klingon.
Mm-hmm.
Maquis woman. Mm-hmm. And she's with Lieutenant Paris,
mm-hmm.
but in his like Ponfar rage, he mind melds her,
mm-hmm.
and then she becomes infected with the Ponfar.
Oh,
which is a pretty funny.
That's interesting.
You know, contraction, like passing of the sex disease.
Yeah. So this Ponfar is visited upon T'Pol, and she has to stay in the decon chamber with Phlox because Phlox has been tending to her, so he thinks he might have this microbe as well.
Mm-hmm.
So they're in there rubbing each other down with jelly and stuff.
This is the last time we see the decon chamber and the jelly, by the way.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I read.
And I wanted to mention that Phlox really looks skinny without his kurta pajama.
Yo!
On.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
He actually doesn't look fat.
He's got a dad bod.
Yeah, which is fine.
Yeah.
No, the clothing he wears doesn't really do him any sort of service.
It kind of, it envelops him like a tent almost.
It pudges him out, yeah.
It does, yeah.
Yeah.
He, Phlox struggles a little bit though because T'Pol is going through Ponfar, so she's all touchy-feely and horny mm-hmm. and stuff.
Feels his fucking, like, back gills.
Yeah. And he's surprisingly uncomfortable for someone who has 5 wives.
Yeah.
And who is a
And he's got that filthy degenerate. Sick space tattoo on his chest.
Is that what that is?
No, I'm sure it's part of his species, yeah. But I can call it what I want.
It's very cross-like. Maybe it's like a Jesus reference.
Hey, David.
Yeah.
Seeing Trip in command... Can you remember many moments when Geordi was in command?
There's
probably a couple.
Yeah,
right?
There's probably a couple. Yeah.
It's interesting that the engineer comes like pretty far down the line.
Yeah.
Generally.
Yeah. Well, you know, I guess he is commander, so it makes sense. But you're right. We don't really see him on the bridge too much.
Yeah. Of course, he was conveniently on the bridge for this one.
Yeah. Thank God.
I really enjoyed how presumptive Dad was as a prisoner.
Yeah, right.
Very assertive.
Yeah.
And then he basically says, "You ever hear about Rorapenthe, bitch?" It's like, yeah, dude.
Bitch, I've been there.
You know, and then that dirty Tellarite gives him the old benevolent mercenary might want to hold on to something.
Yeah. Trick.
That's how you know he's a good guy.
Yeah. He's a merc with a heart of gold, but he also needs to get his freighter back.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we find out, basically, is this guy's like, hey, no hard feelings. I'm just trying to get my freighter back.
And then Dad...
And Archer's like, I'm innocent, goddamn you.
I love it.
They're going to disembowel me with a...
Space sword.
And that's really... That was something I wanted to mention as well. I love how this Klingon thing has followed Archer.
Mm-hmm.
Because I felt like it wasn't for a moment. I thought it was going to just be like a one-off. But like it's really we see it carry through in this episode and into the next, episode. Like, he is a fugitive. Yeah. For sure.
And then Dad gives him the old let me out of the quarters and I'll help trick, which we've seen before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, if anyone watched tape on Dad, they'd know. I can't let him out of the restraints.
He finds out that he's capturing Archer for 9,000 darsecs.
For a bounty.
And that's a lot of darsec.
I mean, I don't know the value of a darsec, but it's a lot. Yeah. You know, at this point, we're in Thailand, and the amount of baht that correlates to a U.S. dollar is kind of extreme.
Yeah.
Not as extreme as Indian.
No.
Rupees, though. It's 30, right?
Yeah, 30. How much was India? It was 30 as well.
No, dude, it was 60.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It was double.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Darsex. Fascinating.
Darsex. Is that a Klingon currency?
It must be a Tellarite currency.
Okay.
That's why they're paying a minute.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's weird because it mostly comes out as slop. Because they look like pigs. You know, it's just a case of slop. They eat, you know, just leftover food.
Here you go. Some food scraps.
You just start eating it. It's not even money.
Thought you needed to get that freighter back. First, I need to feast on slop.
You know, I gotta tell you.
That's funny.
So many times I really feel like Archer just wishes he was the pilot. I'm a pilot, goddammit.
I'm a pilot!
And it's like, no, I mean, you're a captain who was formerly a pilot, but, you know, whatever.
Whatever. They, meanwhile, back on board the Enterprise.
Oh, remind me about meanwhile after we're done recording. I have something that I've been meaning to show you every time we record.
Okay.
Cool.
Meanwhile, on board the Enterprise. So the Enterprise is chasing after this freighter. They're having a hard time because the guy scrambles his whatever. It's difficult, yeah. And T'Pol is in heat. She needs a good fucking, or she's gonna die.
Yeah.
She says, "I need a good boning, Doc. Give me that Denobulan dick."
That's exactly what she said.
It is.
And if you think she said otherwise, you can email us at thestarcompanion@gmail.com.
He says, "Are you hungry?" Or she says, "I'm hungry." And he says, "Oh, the food's coming soon."
I'm
she
hungry.
Says, I don't need that. I need something else.
My dogs are hungry.
I need that weird curled up little Denobulan dick.
That's you got, what I'm hungry you for. Got a duck dick Denobulan? For those of you that don't know, Google duck penis.
Oh, God.
Erect. It's extreme.
It looks like a streak of lightning.
Yeah. Yeah, it corkscrews.
Yeah.
And then it falls off after sex.
Does it really?
Yeah, and then it grows back.
Whoa.
Fun fact. Yeah. Same with Nobulans.
But if they get excited, does it fall off too?
I don't know. I'm not an expert. I've given you all the knowledge that I know.
Okay.
I know that they lick their, you know, feathers at young birds so that they eventually become water resistant.
Oh.
That's a whole thing.
Okay. When they're young, they lick their feathers.
Yeah.
And that stays with them their whole life?
After the early ones.
Okay.
After their baby bird feathers, like the baby teeth. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. David was drinking.
T'Pol's like, "I need to get out of here, dog."
She busts out.
She gets out.
Yep.
She proves again that not even a button panel can get between a horny Vulcan and her mate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That old Vulcan adage. As she's running through the ship, Dr. Phlox says, "You guys may want to quarantine
D." You might want to evacuate D-Deck.
So Reed and a security detail go down there, and they find her, and she's like, "Oh, Reed, I see the way you've been looking at me. Just take me back and do me, Daddy.
Do me.
Give me that thick dick.
Do me." You know what happens after that, though, right?
Yeah, he shoots her with the phaser, and
there's cum. And if you like cum, you can go back to season 1, ep 22, as I've been informed, Vaxhalla.
He accidentally sets his phaser to kill, though. A whammy! Looks like I killed the Vulcan.
That was funny.
That was funny. Meanwhile, Dad is going through several different adventures, trying to basically say, come on, man, get me out of this thing. The guy's like, nah, I don't want to do that. The Tellarite's like, I don't want to do that.
Then he ends up delivering Dad.
He ends up delivering Dad. And right before he does, Dad says, hey, I know you don't want to die, but maybe you can help me with my escape plan.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's beneficial for both of us. And the Tellarite seems to go for that.
Yeah. And then he gets the money, and then Dad looks him cold in the eye, and he goes, that's blood money, Scholar. Wah!
Wah!
I hope you enjoy it.
Wah!
Yeah, Dad is legit the only guy who can kick Klingon ass so easily. It's fucking gross.
Yeah.
He's just, you know, walking around, choking him out, shoving his cock down their throats and stuff. It's fucking crazy, undoing his cuffs.
Yeah, he uses the old paperclip and the teeth trick.
Yeah, pretty much.
To get out of the handcuffs. And he does some fucking sick moves.
Mm-hmm.
Dad does some sick moves.
Mm-hmm.
He breaks out of his Klingon prison, heads over into a escape pod. And I actually have something I wanted to bring up. I thought Klingon ships didn't have escape pods.
Wow, yeah. That's actually pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Flaw. Episode's canceled. This has been the Star Companion. Nice, yeah.
Right?
We should Google that.
Fortunately, the Enterprise shows up right in time. They deploy the grappler.
With no tractor beam?
Nope. Grapple him, bring him on board, wrestle him. T'Pol wakes up out of her stupor. Phlox has managed to develop some sort of serum, and she says, did I do anything inappropriate? And he says, yeah. He said, give me that thick dick, Dad, Denobulan.
Oh, no. At some point, the Tellarite calls back to ship.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you think this could be the beginning of some sort of, like, space collective between Tellarites and humans and maybe other species?
It could be.
Yeah.
It could be.
It's also the first Tellarite since the voyage home.
Yeah, we don't see a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
But they do get mentioned fairly frequently in canon. You know, in that final call that he gives Enterprise and gives Archer, he says, hey, just glad I could help you out. You know of any old freighters for sale? And Archer says, yeah, the Horizon. He just pawns off Travis's old freighter.
And then Trav talks back, and it's Mirror Universe, and Dad chokes him out and kills him. Have we seen the Mirror Universe episode yet?
We have not.
Oh. Yeah. Well, there is one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hoshi's like badass, right?
Yeah, and T'Pol looks good.
As usual.
As usual.
Per usual.
Well, that's all I got.
Yeah.
That was a fun ep.
It was. Pretty cut and dry, but interesting. I love the idea that the captain of a starship is a fugitive of the Klingon Empire.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really interesting.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember that episode with the Tribbles in the original series?
Mm-hmm.
And Scotty and Chekov get in a fight with the other crewmen with the Klingons?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's good stuff.
It is. That's a great episode.
Yeah.
One of my favorites.
It's the only good Tribble episode.
Yeah.
Except for the one in DS9. David bought a shirt today and he's wearing it now.
I am.
Take care of yourself.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.